It's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Rhonda in Florida with this dilemma. I purchased a condo in Florida in 1996. It was my primary residence for about 5 years. Then I got married and moved into my husband's condo and rented mine out. It was a rental property for the past 5 years. Since I originally purchased the condo as a primary residence, will I have to pay a 15% or so capital gains tax when I decide to sell? Or is there any way to exclude any of the gains? Oh, goodness, Rhonda, how I wish you had asked me this question a couple of years ago. Since you've let the full 5 years lapse once you've lived in it, it's no longer qualified for the personal residence exclusion. Not even a little bit, not even prorated. You have three choices now. Sell it and pay the taxes, or move back into the condo for 2 years, then sell it and pay nothing. You could do a 1031 exchange and pay no taxes, at least for now. Now, if I were in your shoes, it would depend on just how much tax I had to give up to sell it now. If the tax is less than I could earn on the money without totally inconveniencing myself, I'd just sell it and reinvest the money. After all, the tax rate on the profits will only be 15%, and no state tax in Florida. You'll have to pay a little more tax on the part of the gain related to depreciation, 25%, but even on $10,000 worth of depreciation, that's only $2,500. Now, if the tax is huge, like $50,000 or more, that's definitely incentive to move in for a couple of years. Only what would you do with the house you're living in now? Well, that's easy. Empty out anything precious and irreplaceable and rent it out. And remember, you'll find answers to lots of questions about selling homes and other tax information free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.